You know, a few weeks ago, we asked you to send in your own neighbor stories. Stories about neighbors who've challenged or surprised you in some way. Kim Duffy called us from Utah with this story.
We've lived adjacent to 3 acres of woods and pastures for 25 years. And our neighbors were rabbits and pheasants and fox and deer and an 85-year-old gardener whom we loved. When he died, the man who purchased the property drove up in an orange Hummer. Now, I drive a Prius, and my husband drives an old pickup truck, so we were a little nervous about what was about to happen to this property. We started early on just calling him Neighbor because we didn't know his name. As the months have gone on, what has panned out is that he's building a 24,000-square-foot home. His 8-car garage now wraps around our vegetable garden and our compost bins. And the house just looms up over us and kind of creates an echo in our property now. In the beginning, we had a few flashpoints with this fellow. His workers tore out some cattle fencing, which is the historic and legal property line. So we called him immediately and told him about it, and he had the workers there the next morning to put the fence back up. And as I said from the beginning, we decided that despite the fact that we don't have anything in common with him, we wanted to get along with him. We decided that we'd rather be happy than be right. So when he shared with us the fact that he's spending $800,000 on his landscaping, our house and 2 acres are all maintained by my husband and I, and we like to leave a lot of unattended woods and bracken for the quail and the owls that we hear from the spruce trees at night. So this March, we had half of our driveway pulled up, and for the first time, we hired landscapers to plant a bank of mature evergreens to obscure the vision of his house. Last week, neighbor asked me if we wanted a gate installed in this 300-foot-long fence he's installing on the other side of our trees, and I thought about it for a moment, and I said, yes, we would like a gate, because I would rather have a conduit to a neighbor rather than a blank wall separating me from an enemy.
That's TT Book listener Kim Duffy with a story about her neighbor. Kind of makes you think about that Robert Frost line, good fences make good neighbors.